Blog Talk Radio.
Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Chris, shrinking. Nah, I just don't brag about the deals I've been inking. Honorary degrees from Lincoln. I cross borders like Mohicans and do albums in a weekend. I'm hip-hop speaking, never the weakling. I'm the truth, man, so what are y'all speaking? Them lies and them liars, I still make flyers. I still ride bands and say MC for hire. I'll spit the fire anywhere, any place. Mama never told you to stay out of grown folk face. Then you got them rappers with that cold broke face. They tour around the world, then they going no place. My KRS One moves at its own pace. On vegetable oil, no gas, no waste. Then you got these intellectuals, really they're sexual, but they wanna remain respectable. Stop frying.
Do you think
they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Thinking me, I say impeccable, running circles around these intellectuals. What a spectacle. They get mad when I say I and God are identical. You better get on your knees and praise them. These conspiracy theory rappers, I'll blaze them too. Ooh, deja vu. You seen this all before me, slaying your crew. I'm known by all the kids. I studied Dr. King, man, and all he did. People don't stop calling Chris for gigs. Cause when I'm on the mic, man, I flip they lid. Me, bullshit. I can't even count all the dough this month I did. From coast to coast, we roasting toast. I'm hot. Me and the ice can't get close. Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Revolutionaries know the game. We take away the pain like Novocaine. Knowledge reigning supreme, you know the name. This the name that don't play all them games. I ain't gonna call no names or take away no fame, but the airwaves is a shame, and the public don't know who to blame. So they blame rappers like we are insane, like we are to blame for society's pain, like they don't know for sure what's in our brains. The more things change, the more they stay the same. Same style oppression, socially rearranged. Many of our problems we already overcame, but we stuck in the past, can't see the change. Stuck in the Hyundai, can't see the range. Stuck in the towers, can't see the planes.
Do
you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now?
All right, bet.
Marvin didn't try to be magic or charismatic and all that. He just was. Even when he sung the national anthem, I mean, it was Marvin Gaye. You know, it was just unique. It was special.
Can you see by the dawn? What's so proud?
The man you're about to see and hear, should you be so foolish as to have just joined us, is Ray Charles.
Hello. All right. Three, four.
I got something, y'all, in my bones. Make me want to shout hallelujah. And I want to sing along. Lift every voice and sing, till it in heaven ring, ring with the harmony. Oh, let it be. Let our rejoices run high. South has Georgia.
Everybody, this is Jim Lee's Underground Radio. We on the air. I'm having a few technical difficulties here, so I want to load a commercial up, but I ain't got nothing ready to roll. So I'm gonna play some music until I iron out these quote unquote technical difficulties.
Thank you. step in these chains of love. Gotta know what you're thinking of. And you stole my heart. It's alright, girl, you look so sweet tonight. What it is in you I see. Your love has truly set me free. With you I fell in love so easily.
Can't wait to get you home, lady. Disconnect the telephone, baby.
Ain't no stopping till we all come home. Take me in your arms, rock me, babe. With me, you just have your way laid. Maybe we can go to the club. Step to this bed, call
to
you
a love song.
The time by 2 o'clock. Girl, your dress is really hot. Mr. DJ showing up on tonight. Hit the floor to the stepping sound. Back it up and turn around. Let me see what you're putting down, babe. Working left side to side. Moving up and down to a little slide. Shake your pants, do your dance, sugar. Can't wait till we get back home. Disconnect the telephone. Make the love to you, my dear. And on the box we'll hear
our love song.
You got Craig, N-I-C-E, I'm Nitro, and I'm hype, so don't ever believe that you can deceive me. See many visions of love and splendor. I'm the real thing, not like a pretender. I rock rhymes over beats on a real tip. Stay real strong and hang on like a vice grip. Use my mind to control all my body parts. Got an early start, plus I'm very smart. Type of man that the girls want to read about. Indeed, I proceed to rock the house without a doubt.
Take her home and quickly do this. I need how to claim this. They must be famous, so I'm a threat to your threat. No hope bar, incomplete move makers. Back up in the back, about to know I might take her. If she's the crab, I'ma just sit and slide. If she's by the rip, I got my cliff on my side. Word is hard, here I come to make way. Buddy, then rock, killing your set every day. Microphone check, 1, 2, here we go. And I'ma let you know, you've got the flow. Written my words like an automatic weapon. Got to keep stepping, cause I'ma let you know.
Children of the ghetto. having a little technical difficulty still here. Please just bear with us, everybody. Just bear with me 1 second. That's anything.
My way. Partners in Community Building focuses on credit building, financial literacy, and home ownership for residents throughout Chicago and Illinois. All of our services are free. Call 312-328-0873 to get additional information on our homeownership counseling, rental assistance, Cook County foreclosure mediation, and small accessible repairs for seniors programs. PCIB is a HUD-certified nonprofit counseling agency committed to addressing the housing needs of all people. Call 312-328-0873 to schedule an appointment or visit us at www.pcibchicago.org.
For true inspiration, check out singer, songwriter, and radio personality Sylvia Fedrick. Sylvia, your sister under God's construction, brings to you her best in Christian contemporary gospel tunes, and they are available for download at www.sangsyl.com. That's SANGSYL.com. Or you can visit her profile at Chicago Black Business Network. For bookings, call Sassy Michelle at 512-914-4221.
Want to learn the secrets of the wealthy? Do you think that the wealthy sell their gold and silver, or do they buy gold and silver? Learn to create wealth, collect wealth, and preserve wealth for you and future generations. Find out how you can acquire free silver every month. Visit goldandsilverplan.com. That's goldandsilverplan.com. What you don't know can keep you struggling financially. What you know can change your life. Be in the know. Visit goldandsilverplan.com today.
Hey, you want more money in your pocket, right? Savers are losers, unless you save like the rich and beat inflation. The secret? Save the right kind of money. Pure, solid, 24-karat gold or silver for as little as $20 a week, direct from the mint. Don't spend money. Exchange bad money for good money. Start today at SaveMetalMoney.com. That's SaveMetalMoney.com. The chains of slavery in the modern world are not forged with links of iron, but with the bonds of limiting ideas and debt.
Be in business for yourself, but not by yourself. Team up with a company voted the 57th most promising by Forbes. With no money to collect from your customers, no credit checks, and no cost for you to join. Visit electricmoneyteam.com, 773-980-9288. That's electricmoneyteam.com, 773-980-9288.
Hi there, I'm the X-Man, Xavier Paul. I'm a national network voiceover talent. You've heard my voice represent hundreds of brands and businesses for the past 15 years. Well, now it's your turn. I understand how important it is to promote your business or event in the right way. That starts with quality radio spot production and the nation's top voiceover talent. You might wonder, how do I get started? What's the best approach? What voice talent do I use? And most importantly, can I do it affordably? That's why I created CoolVoiceRadio.com. I take you to the finish line, giving you everything you need to advertise effectively on the radio. I'll help you create your concept, write your spot, even choose your music and cast your voice talent and get it aired on the radio. Now that's cool. Email me today at info@coolvoiceradio.com or call 646-326-7800 because nothing beats the right sound.
Wouldn't you just like to feel clean again? In Chicago and surrounding areas, Unique Towel Cleaning Service is the best cleaning service. We do basic cleaning and super cleaning, offices and apartment buildings. We will even clean your barber shop, your beauty shop, your spa or restaurant's towels and aprons. Call Unique Towel Cleaning Service at 773-484-5027. Ask us about our very special offer for our new clients. Call us at 773-484-5027 today and feel clean again.
Hello, this is Prentice L. Allison, founder and president of SPSI, Service Perfect Solutions Incorporated, a network of financial service professionals teaching people how to use life insurance and annuities to retain more of their income and pay the least tax on it. Our toll-free number is 877-902-9048. We are proud to have serviced more than 500 clients, national and international. from ages 0 to 99 for the past 30 years. My tip to you today is, if you are a business owner with at least one employee, including yourself, it would behoove you to get business life insurance. Why? Thank you for asking. 7 points I want to leave with you. Your premiums are tax deductible. Your policy bills cash tax deferred. Your cash reserve inside the policy is yours to use tax-free. The policy will replace your income if death occurred prematurely. The company will pay the premiums if you become disabled. The policy will return all premiums to you when you retire. Last but not least, make sure your agent is well experienced in business life insurance. Stay tuned for more tips on how to use life insurance and annuities to help yourself today and protect your family and business tomorrow. This is Prentice L. Allison, president of SPSI. Toll-free number is 877-902-9048. I wish you well, and to God be the glory.
And now, the mellow sounds of Jimmy Irvin.
I never meant to make you cry. You were the only one I've ever loved in my life. And though it's hard for me to show it, I've got to let you know it. 'Cause darling, I love you more each day. But the words got in my way.
Can't do it no more. I can't sing no more sad songs. 1, 2, 3, hit me. Bop the bop. Bop it out of bebop. Bop the bop. Yeah, bass man. Come on up. 1, 2, 3, hit me. Sound good. Yeah. Saxophone on the floor. 1, 2, 3.
Celebrating the 150th anniversary of the Emancipation Proclamation, the signing of the Emancipation Proclamation. Tomorrow on PBS, you can listen to the show can always go back and listen to rebroadcast of this show. But for those people, my live listeners, I suggest that you take a break tomorrow and go watch The Abolitionist. It's a program that's going to be on American Experience on PBS. And tomorrow they're going to do a special on my idol. And I really don't want to say hero, but a man that I was introduced to at a very young age, Frederick Douglass. I mean, everywhere from where he parted his hair to a story of a runaway slave. I tell him something to read and everything. Back in the early 70s, I bet there's not one kid that can probably tell you about Frederick Douglass. So what I'm going to try to do today is, and matter of fact, throughout this whole year, I'm just going to celebrate Frederick Douglass. I'm going to try to find speeches, information, biographers, something just to let you know about this great man. Let me tell you a little bit about Freddie D. Frederick Douglass, that is. When he's running around with, Henry Lloyd Garrison? William Lloyd Garrison. And Harriet Beecher Stowe and them, the little abolitionist, John Brown, and the likes of them. They had encouraged Frederick Douglass to go out and tell a story. Frederick Douglass at that time, I think, got tired of it. Got tired of telling everybody what it was like being a slave. So he set out and did something unprecedented. He wrote an autobiography. Now, I don't know when autobiography was written. I'm going to get the exact date. It was 1846, 47 maybe. Anyway, story goes like this. After he wrote his autobiography, he let a white friend read it. I'm trying to recoup memories that I learned in school when I was a history major, taught by the great Dr. Lewis. Story goes like this. He asked his white friend to read it. White friend thought it was great, but he said, you need to burn this book now. Burn it not because of what it had said in the story he was talking about, but burn it because he mentioned the name of his person that owned him. Because at that time, Frederick Douglass was still property. So they asked him to burn it. He refused to stand on his grounds and principles and morals. He let the book be released. Number one bestseller. So the owner got Frederick Douglass, the man who owned the rights to him, that is. Got a hold of the book, and public went out there and said that he was going to go back and get his nigger and make him pick cotton all the town, up and down the town, up until he dropped dead. So when Fred heard about this, he went to Britain. Now, story goes as when he was in Britain, Ireland, when he was doing his European tour, that's when he felt equal. He can walk down the streets, no one spits on him, no one calls him nigger. He can go in any restaurant. His money was good anywhere. But he was like a celebrity. You know, we went there. His book was selling everywhere. He got a chance to talk to the parliament and people in high places, trying to encourage them not to do business with the farmers of the South at that time because of their human slave treatment. The man was so well loved that the people in England pay the debt that the owner bought for Douglas. I think it was like $1,500, $2,000, something like that. But they talked it down to about $600, maybe $800. I'm going to get the proper information probably and let you know this week. So we got it down to probably $800. So he decided to go back to America. Now, he loved Europe because the treatment he got. But this is how alive Frederick Douglass was. He could not be in England while the rest of Black America was suffering. So he got back on a boat and came to America. And the rest is history. We're going to do some, matter of fact, I'm trying to pull up some Frederick Douglass speeches. And we're going to deal with Frederick Douglass. I need a better microphone, man. Everybody, because my S's and my T's are not hitting the mic properly. See, I got these new headphones on, and I can hear everything clearly, man. So I got to get a better mic. So, excuse me. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to play some music. I know I've been playing music all day, and I'm going to give you this from Frederick Douglass. I got to find some first, but I just want to drop some Frederick Douglass on your mind. Let me get some LaBelle's Ebony. Anyone. Pick one. Pick your favorite. You know which one you like. Well, whatever. Yeah. Play it. All right. What I'm going to try to do is find this Frederick Douglass that I thought I had on here. Yeah, let me put it up right now. I think this is a speech called What a Black Man Wants. I think that's what it's called. Let's see. Let me play it.
I ask my friends who are apologizing for not insisting upon this right. Where can the black man look in this country for the assertion of his right if he may not look to the Massachusetts Anti-Slavery Society? Where, under the whole heavens, can he look for sympathy in asserting this right if he may not look to this platform? Have you lifted us up to a certain height to see that we are men, and then are any disposed to leave us there without seeing that we are put in possession of all our rights? We look naturally to this platform for the assertion of all our rights, and for this one especially. I understand the anti-slavery societies of this country to be based on two principles. First, the freedom of the blacks of this country. And second, the elevation of them. Let me not be misunderstood here. I am not asking for sympathy at the hands of abolitionists, sympathy at the hands of any. I think the American people are disposed often to be generous rather than just. I look over this country at the present time, and I see educational societies, sanitary commissions, freedmen's associations and the like, all very good. But in regard to people of color in this land, there has always been more that is benevolent, I perceive, than just manifested toward us. What I ask for the black man is not benevolence, not pity, not sympathy, but simply justice. The American people have always been anxious to know what they shall do with us. Everybody has asked the question and learned to ask it early of the abolitionists. What shall we do with the black man? I have had but one answer from the beginning. Do nothing with us. Your doing with us has already played the mischief with us. Do nothing with us. If the apple will not remain on the tree of their own strength, if they are worm eaten at the core, if they are early ripe and disposed to fall, then let them fall. I'm not for tying or fastening them on the tree in any way except by nature's plan. And if they will not stay there, then let them fall. If the black man cannot stand on his own legs, then let him fall also. All I ask is, give him a chance to stand on his own legs. Let him alone. If you see him on his way to school, let him alone. Don't disturb him. If you see him going to the dinner table at a hotel, then let him go. If you see him going to the ballot box, then let him alone. Don't disturb him. If you see him going into a workshop, just let him alone. Your interference is doing him a positive injury. Let him fall if he cannot stand alone. If the black man cannot live by the line of eternal justice, the fault will not be yours. It will be his who made the black man and established that line for his government. Let him live or die by that. If you will only untie his hands and give him a chance, he will work as readily for himself as the white man. Now, a great many delusions have been swept away by this war. One was that the black man would not work. He has proved his ability
to live.
Another was that the black man would not fight, that he possessed only the most cheapest attributes of humanity, was a perfect lamb or an Uncle Tom, disposed to take off his coat whenever required, fold his hands and be whipped by anybody who wanted to whip him. But this war has proved that there is a great deal of human nature in that black man. And that, yes, he will fight.
About that. Did y'all enjoy it? It wasn't what I thought it was going to be, but Ebony said it was poignant, passionate. You can say those quotes right now are still resonant today. People still say those things about the black man today. But I was trying to play a Frederick Douglass speech that was different from his 4th of July speech, which everybody knows that everybody famous done did, or everybody quotes. It's like the I had a dream speech from Martin Luther King. Not that I have a dream speech was not a good speech. It was an excellent speech. And so was the 4th of July speech. But there's much more speeches by any means necessary. No progress, no struggle. Speeches like that. I'm trying to find them. But, you know, it's hard to find good black speeches, even on the internet. Let me go ahead and play some rap music that was appropriate for Freddie D. Braille for the people.
Braille. A little something for the people. Braille. I think y'all should listen.
And talk about the victim last night that got popped. And who the best on the block with the crack rock? Play a lot of pocket banging to the track stop. It's in our nature to run into this jackpot. Hoping not to strike the blow for that rah-rah. But you envision that trip that's living my time. The anticipation turns to aggravation. So when words of wisdom, so you hear blah blah. Cause if that wise guy turns to a wise guy, I pray to God that that guy ain't on a high rise. And if he is, I hope the earth he got 9 lives. See, this is the type of life I seen with my eyes. Ghost boys whipping in the ghost fire. On the 9 to 5, but no bow ties. Cause when Jay's on the street, the solo, no lie. All black attire, shooting with a bow tie.
A time comes when silence is betrayal. Even when pressed by the demands of inner truth. Men do not easily assume the task of opposing their government's policy, especially in time of war.
And watch a nigga kill another nigga. So one dead, one in jail, so soon there'll be no niggas. They scamming for the dough, nigga. I can't trust them, I don't know them. Them yo niggas. I need the source, they either leave or buy. Cause these niggas don't care if I breathe or die. So put your pride aside and let your wings fly. Don't be a middleman, be the man who supply. The definition of a boss, let it multiply. And if they oppose that, they all can die. Cause if they move fast, that's when them cautions fly. So I'd rather be alive than a homicide. Feel my spirit, see my girl and my mama cry. And all my niggas pouring liquor for the honor. I vow to be the realest for I'll ever saying it. So serious, I ain't kidding, nigga, who you playing with?
Where our rank on this earth to be a man, to be a human being, to be respected as a human being, to be given the rank of a human being in this society, on this earth, in this day, which we intend to bring into existence by any means necessary.
talking the same chick your man had last week. Now he's emotional, so now you got beef. Instead of him checking out who the hoe be, next thing you know, he let go free. To the chest. Now we gotta lay another brother down to rest. That wall getting full, cause y'all full of the bull. No more level up, cause all they do now is cool. 15 years old, not even in school. But he know mathematics better than you. A community that knows everything about you. But when it goes down, they don't know what to do. What type of sense is that? No clue. So instead of waiting for them, you make the first move. Instead of talk about the victim last night that got popped, or who the best on the block with the crack rock.
If there is anyone out there who still doubts that America is a place where all things are possible, who still wonders if the dream of our founders is alive in our time, still question the power of our democracy, tonight is your answer.
Yes, I have to play a little prayer. Figured that would be appropriate. Rap song that I got on my in my catalog that can go behind Frederick Douglass.
You see, my G's, my S's don't even be coming across Ebony on this damn thing.
Well, huh? Yeah, no, we do need a better mic. 347-838-9825. Jimmy Lee's Underground Radio Network. Call in. And let's go to commercial break here. Ebony, you got it lined up? Okay. Hit it.
Partners in Community Building focuses on credit building, financial literacy, and home ownership for residents throughout Chicago and Illinois. All of our services are free. Call 312-328-0873 to get additional information on our homeownership counseling, rental assistance, Cook County foreclosure mediation, and small accessible repairs for seniors program. PCIB is a HUD-certified nonprofit counseling agency committed to addressing the housing needs of all people. Call 312-328-0873 to schedule an appointment or visit us at www.pcibchicago.org.
For true inspiration, check out singer, songwriter, and radio personality Sylvia Fedrick. Sylvia, your sister under God's construction, brings to you her best in Christian contemporary gospel tunes, and they are available for download at www.sangsyl.com. That's SANGSYL.com. Or you can visit her profile at Chicago Black Business Network. For bookings, call Sassy Michelle at 512-914-4221.
Want to learn the secrets of the wealthy? Do you think that the wealthy sell their gold and silver, or do they buy gold and silver? Learn to create wealth, collect wealth, and preserve wealth for you and future generations. Find out how you can acquire free silver every month. Visit goldandsilverplan.com. That's goldandsilverplan.com. What you don't know can keep you struggling financially. What you know can change your life. Be in the know. Visit goldandsilverplan.com today.
Hey, you want more money in your pocket, right? Savers are losers, unless you save like the rich and beat inflation. The secret? Save the right kind of money. Pure, solid, 24-karat gold or silver for as little as $20 a week, direct from the mint. Don't spend money. Exchange bad money for good money. Start today at SaveMetalMoney.com. That's SaveMetalMoney.com. The chains of slavery in the modern world are not forged with links of iron, but with the bonds of limiting ideas and debt.
Be in business for yourself, but not by yourself. Team up with a company voted the 57th most promising by Forbes. With no money to collect from your customers, no credit checks, and no cost for you to join. Visit electricmoneyteam.com, 773-980-9288. That's electricmoneyteam.com. 773-980-9288.
Hi there, I'm the X-Man, Xavier Paul. I'm a national network voiceover talent. You've heard my voice represent hundreds of brands and businesses for the past 15 years. Well, now it's your turn. I understand how important it is to promote your business or event in the right way. That starts with quality radio spot production and the nation's top voiceover talent. You might wonder, how do I get started? What's the best approach? What voice talent do I use? And most importantly, can I do it affordably? That's why I created CoolVoiceRadio.com. I take you to the finish line, giving you everything you need to advertise effectively on the radio. I'll help you create your concept, write your spot, even choose your music and cast your voice talent and get it aired on the radio. Now that's cool. Email me today at info@coolvoiceradio.com or call 646-326-7800 because nothing beats the right sound.
Let's get some news out the way. I apologize for this short show, everybody. Having a little holiday technical difficulties. Let's go to Drudge Report and see what is he reporting. Republicans may use debt ceiling to force Harry Reid to pass budget.
Okay.
They say Chris Christie have prayed for the hurricane to cover up his policies, as the Democrats are claiming. Hey, Hillary's back. Now, what y'all think is going to happen at the Senate committee hearing? Do you think they're going to really drill her? Press it hard? What y'all think she know? Some conspiracy theory think that the whole Benghazi fiasco lies at her feet. And by lying at her feet, not Obama's, she's taking full blame. But she's about to be out of there and be the next nominee for the Democratic Party for their president. Let's be real. So, what's up with RG3? Aren't y'all hurt? How you get played like that? In the third quarter, he was coming up limping. It's your franchise. Falls on Mike Shanahan. See, back in the day, not trying to play the race game, but a lot of people were saying that the reason why the Redskins was on that losing streak was that Mike Shanahan really does not like African-American quarterbacks. I'm not going to really throw that out there like that, but that's what they were saying. And it seemed that he's going to beat this man to the ground just to get the backup quarterback in the game, I guess, for next season. I mean, how is this guy going to be? I hope his knees are right. I really do, because, man, he hasn't been 100% for a minute, you know. And so it is what it is. It's a game you play. They're Warriors. I guess they got to go out like that. Let's take a commercial break.
Does your insurance company work for you? Hi, this is Ken Robinson, President and CEO of Ken Robinson & Associates Limited. We are an insurance brokerage firm located at 5963 West Madison Street, Chicago, Illinois. Our phone number is 773-626-0883. We make the insurance experience easier by shopping for you, saving you time and money. Our agency features the best insurance products, giving you the most competitive prices. We insure needs for less, featuring life, health, annuities, homeowners,
auto, SR22, bond cards, business owner's policies, general contractor's liability, and vacant buildings. Now, we also offer coverages most major insurance companies no longer offer. Please call for a free quote at 773-626-0883.
Attention business owners, radio show producers, and internet radio producers. It's time to crank it up for 2012 with quality radio production. Are you a record label needing hot album promos or EPKs for your new artist? Introducing CoolVoiceRadio.com. Does your internet show need a new intro or outro? How about a promo for your upcoming event? Are you a DJ needing a hot voice for your next hot mixtape? Imagine increased sales in your business from an internet radio spot. We've got you covered with broadcast quality radio spot production with the nation's top voiceover talent, featuring talent like John Heath, Kate Clifford, Bill Thomas, and much, much more. Visit us online at www.coolvoiceradio.com. Coolvoiceradio.com or call 646-326-7800. Remember, nothing beats the right sound.
Wouldn't you just like to feel clean again? In Chicago and surrounding areas, Unique Towel Cleaning Service is the best cleaning service. We do basic cleaning and super cleaning, offices and apartment buildings. We will even clean your barber shop, your beauty shop, your spa or restaurant's towels and aprons. Call Unique Towel Cleaning Service at 773-484-5027. Ask us about our very special offer for our new clients. Call us at 773-484-5027 today and feel clean again.
Hello, this is Prentice L. Allison, founder and president of SPSI, Service Perfect Solutions Incorporated, a network of financial service professionals teaching people how to use life insurance and annuities to retain more of their income and pay the least tax on it. Our toll-free number is 877-902-9048. We are proud to have serviced more than 500 clients, national and international, from ages 0 to 99 for the past 30 years. My tip to you today is, if you are a business owner with at least one employee, including yourself, it would behoove you to get business life insurance. Why? Thank you for asking. 7 points I want to leave with you. Your premiums are tax deductible. Your policy bills cash tax deferred. Your cash reserve inside the policy is yours to use tax free. The policy will replace your income if death occurred prematurely. The company will pay the premiums if you become disabled. The policy will return all premiums to you when you retire. Last but not least, make sure your agent is well experienced in business life insurance. Stay tuned for more tips on how to use life insurance and annuities to help yourself today and protect your family and business tomorrow. This is Prentice L. Allison, president of SPSI. Toll-free number is 877-902-9048. I wish you well, and to God be the glory.
888-9825. Yeah, my man got to go. Mike Shanahan has to go. There's no way, if you saw the game, and you're a professional coach like Mike Shanahan is, that you would have allowed RG3 to go that long with that much pain. You know. You know, so, that's just it, man. That's just it. I was just watching a hit that he took. You know, it was a brutal hit, a very brutal hit. You know, let me, sorry, again, I apologize for the show today, people. I had technical difficulties trying to get everything lined up, get this new mic. We ain't in the studio. When it's makeshift stuff, because they paint in the studio now. And we ain't been in there all year. So everything just, it's different. You know, it's just different. So I thought I had much more for the Douglas stuff, but I ain't got none. So let me go ahead and play some music for the last 19 minutes that I got. Call in. Nah, I'm just keep on playing music. Here we go.
You want it. do your thing.
My friends,
who are apologizing for not insisting upon this right. Where can the black man look in this country for the assertion of his right if he may not look to the Massachusetts Anti-Slavery Society? Where, under the whole heavens, can he look for sympathy in asserting this right if he may not look to this platform? Have you lifted us up to a certain height to see that we are men, and then are any disposed to leave us there without seeing that we are put in possession of all our rights? We look naturally to this platform for the assertion of all our rights, and for this one especially. I understand the anti-slavery societies of this country to be based on two principles. First, the freedom of the blacks of this country. And second, the elevation of them. Let me not be misunderstood here. I am not asking for sympathy at the hands of abolitionists, sympathy at the hands of any. I think the American people are disposed often to be generous rather than just. I look over this country at the present time, and I see educational societies, sanitary commissions, freedmen's associations and the like, all very good. But in regard to people of color in this land, there has always been more that is benevolent, I perceive, than just manifested toward us. What I ask for the black man is not benevolence, not pity, not sympathy, but simply justice. The American people have always been anxious to know what they shall do with us. Everybody has asked the question and learned to ask it early of the abolitionists. What shall we do with the black man? I have had but one answer from the beginning. Do nothing with us. Your doing with us has already played the mischief with us. Do nothing with us. If the apple will not remain on the tree of their own strength, if they are worm eaten at the core, if they are early ripe and disposed to fall, then let them fall. I'm not for tying or fastening them on the tree in any way except by nature's plan. And if they will not stay there, then let them fall. If the black man cannot stand on his own legs, then let him fall also. All I ask is, give him a chance to stand on his own legs. Let him alone. If you see him on his way to school, let him alone. Don't disturb him. If you see him going to the dinner table at a hotel, then let him go. If you see him going to the ballot box, then let him alone. Don't disturb him. If you see him going into a workshop, just let him alone. Your interference is doing him a positive injury. Let him fall if he cannot stand alone. If the black man cannot live by the line of eternal justice, the fault will not be yours. It will be his who made the black man and established that line for his government. Let him live or die by that. If you will only untie his hands and give him a chance, I think he will live. He will work as readily for himself as the white man. Now, a great many delusions have been swept away by this war. One was that the black man would not work. He has proved his ability to work. Another was that the black man would not fight, that he possessed only the most sheepish attributes of humanity, was a perfect lamb or an Uncle Tom, disposed to take off his coat whenever required, fold his hands and be whipped by anybody who wanted to whip him. But this war, this war has proved that there is a great deal of human nature in that black man. And that, yes, he will fight.
He likes that one. That's why she plays it over and over again. She says, he must have been drunk on that one. Leave the black man alone. Stay off him. If he fall, let him fall. Yep. Because once we start depending on crutches, can't walk. That's the problem with us now. Too many crutches. Can't walk. It's funny that the black person is quick to associate with poverty, ignorance, and buffoonery. You know, so we have people talk about, we got to help the poor, the downtrodden, the unfortunate of the society. Why it's got to be us? Why can't that be them? When they say we're going to cut welfare benefits, why do they think every black person in America is going to be off of welfare? Like all black folks on welfare. It's funny. Well, I thank y'all for listening to me tonight. I should have a better show tomorrow. Everything should be up and running. Got behind A ball, so I was pushing things left and right. Like I always end my show. Good night, may your God be with you. There is but only one God. And so the God you serve, I hope he's with you also. The God I serve shall be with me tonight. I don't know what song I'm going to end it off with. I should end the show. What do you say? Number one cut. Well, you know, we're going to play. Well, we have to play hip hop all night. So, might as well end it with number one cut. Charlie Dynamite. See y'all tomorrow, everybody.
Dwayne the Rock on the track. Feel it.
Yeah. Good look, good looking out on the track, the rock, know how we do. Fuck these niggas that can't be serious. Chuck D, gotta say it like it really is. Fucking stuff with cheese like a Philly is. Make more money than all your affiliates. Even if you cranny and niggas is feeling this. A big city pimp, pull it out and drill a bitch. 8 bank accounts and I ain't even got a wife. I'm at the malls all day like I ain't got a life. Walking out with 10 bags, get your swagger right. And without money, I couldn't imagine life. Broke niggas, I pay y'all to smash your wife. You're dead, say my name, it's the afterlife. Smash you bastard.
We'll be right back.